Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Steve Forbes is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, chairman and editor-in-chief of Forbes Media, author of Freedom Manifesto, How Capitalism Will Save Us, and Power, Ambition, Glory, and also a brand new book coming out in a couple of months. We're gonna, he's promised to launch on our show that it's going to be all about money, and I can't wait to learn more about that. Steve, thanks again for hanging out with us.
Forbes. Good to be with you again, Jim.
Forbes.com, right?
Yes.
It's an outstanding website that you need to make sure you check out. Steve, as you know, the Internet was created and managed by the United States and has been managed either directly or through contract for 45 years, for more than 45 years. And it's been successful. We have never allowed geopolitics to get involved. Even when we were mad at somebody or they were mad at us or they were behaving badly, we always made sure the Internet was available to them. We never held it out to them. But now, as we know, President Obama has his administration has been making plans to divest the United States of ultimate ownership and control of the Internet by turning it over to what they call a multinational community. And I've been fighting against this, Steve. What do you think?
Well, it's preposterous. You want Vladimir Putin and North Korea and the censors in Beijing managing the Internet? Thank you very much. No. And the outcry, fortunately, what you've done and others have done, have led the administration to temporarily retreat. But they're going to be back again on this.
Yeah.
They believe in these international organizations, and it's bad stuff because they don't share our values.
Maybe everybody doesn't see this the way I do, Steve. But I see the way the president feels about ownership of the Internet by the United States. I see this as another manifestation of him saying that America is not an exceptional nation. His basic belief that America is not exceptional. And it's also part of the power vacuum thing to me. Because the Internet, Steve, as you know, it's become the oxygen of the marketplace, of the global marketplace, hasn't it?
Absolutely, and a huge force for freedom, which is why some countries spend a disproportionate amount of money trying to censor it or cut it off, as you saw in Turkey before the elections, routinely in Russia and elsewhere. So the Internet is vital, and that's why dictators hate it.
And Steve, I'm predicting that if they go through with this and they divest the United States of this, within 10 years or less, it'll be under the thumb of the United Nations, and very shortly after that, they will try to, if not successfully, impose what I'm calling a global Internet tax. That's what the UN wants to be able to tax, don't they?
Oh, they just want to get their hands on as much money as possible. So, yes, you're right. This would be a scheme right up their alley.
Yeah. Steve, when I've had people to ask me, why don't small business owners like President Obama's policies? And I tell them, well, it's not that they don't like President Obama. It's not personal. But everything he does seems to be anti-business. Have you ever been, in your life, as a student of history, have we ever had an American president whose ideology has produced as much anti-business policies as this president?
The answer is no. Even the New Deal, which was anti-business, that was mostly anti-big business. But this administration feels small businesses are a nuisance, harder to regulate. That's why they don't like single practitioners or small practices of doctors. And you see it on the business side. You see it on banks. They don't like community banks. They won't admit it.
Right.
But they just want a handful of big ones that they can control, more easily control.
Well, and I'll tell you, Steve, it's really the uncertainty of the politics And the certainty of the policy is really hurting Main Street right now.
It has been the reason why this recovery has been the worst from a sharp downturn in American history. And only recently have banks been starting to make loans again on a major scale after 5 years of a so-called recovery.
Do you see the economy picking up through the year?
Yes, and it is because of, one, Congress is not going to pass any tax increases,
right?
And two, banks are starting to lend again, and that's the oxygen for a smaller business.
From your mouth to God's ear, Steve. Hey, Steve, thanks again for being here. Good job today. Come back soon.
Look forward to it, Jim. Thank you.
Steve Forbes, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. I told you we'd get smarter when Steve joined us. He'll be back. In fact, he'll be back soon to launch that new book. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.